Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now we go straight over to Meath and that latest tragic story from the roads, because two men have died and a number of other people have been injured following a multi-vehicle collision in County Meath. The collision involving a lorry, a bus and a car occurred on the R132 in Gormanstown at around 6:30 a.m. this morning. For more on this from the scene, we're joined by our reporter Una Kelly. Una, what do we know so far about what happened here?
Yes, well, Katie, as you were saying, it happened around 6:30 this morning and included a car, a lorry and a bus colliding on this road. It's the 132 in Gormanstown. That's about a 10-minute drive from Balbriggan. It's a really busy road here that locals say they'd often use when they're getting to work and to school and travelling around the towns and villages around the northeast. Now, Gardaí are still here at the scene and the road is still closed while technical examinations are ongoing. There are diversions in place around the area, and we know that the driver of the lorry, who was a man in his 40s, and the driver of the bus, a man in his 50s, were sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The female driver of the car, who was in her 40s, has been taken to Beaumont Hospital to be treated for serious injuries, and the female passenger of the car, who was in her teens, was taken to hospital for treatment of serious injuries. And we also understand that some of the passengers who were on the bus, that was a bus errand route 101 between Drogheda and Dublin, were taken to hospital to be treated for injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening.
And Una, I know you've been talking to some people there.
Yes, Katie. Well, we've heard from some local elected representatives today. The Meath East TD and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, said her heart goes out to the families of those killed in the crash. She said, "This tragedy feels especially heavy coming so soon after the horrific crash that claimed the lives of five young people." Sinn Féin TD for Meath East, Aran O'Rourke, said the local community would rally around to support those involved, while local councillor Sharon Tolan, who was here earlier, said that we as a society and the government and the Road Safety Authority need to do more to get to grips with road safety. And Katie, speaking to people in the local community today, there's a real sense of shock that another road tragedy has happened in the northeast.
Just very saddened, big tragedy and great sadness for all involved, and I think it's really hit the community and made us, I suppose, more aware and of the danger on roads. It's hitting home a lot more because of it's a second tragedy in close succession, and just deepest sympathies to all the families involved.
Yeah, really, really shocking. Don't know what's going on the roads at the minute. It's just very, very sad that so many people seem to have lost their lives.
It's absolutely devastating. So it is very heart-wrenching, so it is, especially so close to Christmas, like those poor families.
And after the crash in Leith last week, that shocked everybody, so very sad, yeah, of course.
So voices there from the scene of that tragic crash in Meath. Una Kelly, our reporter there on the scene, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be hearing more from the local community later in the show.
Now, as you heard, two men have died and a number of other people have been injured following a multi-vehicle collision in County Meath. The collision involving a lorry, a bus and a car occurred on the R132 in Gormanstown around 6:30 this morning. Now, for more on this from the scene, we're joined by our reporter Una Kelly. Una, what do we know so far about the crash at this stage?
Well, Colin, we know that, as you said, it happened around 6:30 a.m. There was a collision that involved a lorry, a bus and a car. The lorry driver, who was in his 40s, and the bus driver, who was in his 50s, were pronounced dead at the scene. A woman who was driving the car, she's in her 40s, and a teenage girl who was a passenger in the car, they've been taken to hospital with serious injuries. And we understand that a number of the bus passengers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That was a bus errand 101 route that travels between Drogheda and Dublin. And Gardaí are still here at the scene this evening while technical examinations are taking place at the scene of the crash, and diversions are still in place here.
All right, the road's still closed. And Una, this has been described as a dark day for the communities in Meath.
Yes, Colin, we've been hearing from local elected representatives about the sense of shock when the news came through this morning of such a tragedy as people were on their way to work and school at the beginning of a new week. And of course, the crash that happened just over a week ago outside Dundalk, in which five young people lost their lives, that is very much still present in people's minds. And speaking to people in the nearby town of Balbriggan this afternoon, people are very saddened by the second road tragedy in the northeast in such a short space of time.
I'm just in shock because I drive that road. I just can't believe so many young people and two families and the injured two families without either a husband, brother or whatever. You know, it's coming up to Christmas. What can you do? Like, all you can do is pray and hope that they've the strength to get through it.
We were just talking about it, yeah. We do travel that road quite a lot and I know exactly where it is and that'd be the bus that I get myself, so it was a bit of a shock to hear about it. Like, it's just very sad for the truck driver and the bus driver. Like I said, everyone's talking about it at the minute. Like, it's a shock for the area.
It's just one of those things. So it's very, very sad for a man who went out to work this morning and won't be going home. Two of them.
People in Balbriggan speaking to our reporter Una Kelly, and our condolences to the families of those who were killed in that crash.
We're also joined now by Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD from Meath East. Darren, a very tough day there today.
Oh, absolutely, Katie. Shocking news to wake up to. People getting up this morning, switching on the radio, and they hear about road closures, and then the details begin to emerge, and you know, their worst fears are realised, that there are a number of fatalities. As that lady said, you know, two men went out to work this morning and they won't be coming home. Affected families, extended families, friends and communities. And it is a very dark day after a number of dark days in the region, in Louth and Meath and North Dublin. So it's very tough. And I want to extend my deepest sympathies to those who lost their lives, their friends and families, and to the communities affected as well. It's very tough.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people hearing this news will have been at those funerals, those really, really sad funerals for all those young people who lost their lives in that crash in Louth.
Yeah, and I attended the funerals on Friday and Saturday, and, you know, they were, you know, really... tough funerals, and the community did come together. But, you know, all you can do is hope and pray for those families that they're strong enough to get through it. And again, we have it in Meath again this morning, these two families affected. And we hope that the community will rally around them. And I know that they will at this difficult time. It's an awful tragedy to visit on to any family. And we know that there are a number of people who are seriously injured, and we wish them well in their recovery. But to say just our deepest condolences extended to those families, and that the community will support them in this difficult time ahead.
Indeed. And I know, because you represented this area as a councillor yourself, and now, of course, it's your constituency as a TD. So you'd know this area well, Darren.
I know it very well, and you know, every inch of it. And I think people will be, you know, maybe not the name of the road, but they'll be very familiar with the old Dublin Road. You know, it's a busy section of road. People would have been very familiar with it when it was the main road between Belfast and Dublin. Obviously, you know, big urban centres built up along that way now. Drogheda, of course. East Meath, the likes of Leytown, Bettystown, Mornington, Stamullen, which is right beside it, an area that I've represented for years, is a really growing community. There's, you know, thousands of people there. And then Balbriggan, you heard from people there. They're the big urban centres that have built up over a number of years, and it would be heavy with traffic. People coming and going, either coming from Stamullen to Balbriggan or vice versa. There's a number of very big schools in the area, and it's, you know, it's an ordinary Monday morning, and I think the first thing people hear is the news, or they come upon a traffic diversion, and as I say, it's the worst that has been realised. Loss of life on the road again, and it is a terrible tragedy for all those involved.
Yeah, indeed. And we just heard there from one of those people that were speaking to Una, a lot of people will be familiar with that bus route. It's a bus that they will be taking themselves. So again, it brings it extra close to people, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And you know, tens of thousands of people would travel that road, and, you know, without incident. And then you have a situation like a roast. You know, it's just that happenstance, the circumstance, the set of circumstances that arise to fatality and such devastation. And, you know, it has very widespread repercussions then for families, for a lifetime. And, you know, you can but just extend your condolences and you know, pray for them in the time ahead. And I know it was said there, you know, for the last week and more, all that has been discussed at kitchen tables and in communities, the length and breadth of Louth and Meath, has been the tragedies on our roads. And that's the same, unfortunately, again today. Yeah. And in the first instance, what people think is, God help them and pray for them and keep them safe and in the time ahead, that they'll have the strength to get through this. And it is absolute devastation, and we really are thinking of them today.
Indeed. Many thanks for that. That's Darren O'Rourke there, Sinn Féin TD for Meath East.
Now we're also joined by Gavin Beckton, editor of the Meath Chronicle. Gavin, you've heard from one of the public representatives there, Darren O'Rourke, and you also heard the people speaking to Una in Balbriggan earlier. But that sense of shock and loss and sympathy for those affected by it must be shared across the county.
Oh, absolutely. And to use the expression that was used earlier, it really is a dark day for the county. And on behalf of the Meath Chronicle, we express our deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of those poor men who perished today, and to all those injured. Yeah, no, it will be. It felt as a very, very dark and somber day. I think as news filtered out this morning across the county, and news that a bus had been involved in a crash, it's that's something that would resonate very strongly in the county of Meath, where 20 years ago this year, you know, we had the Kentstown Road, the Navan bus crash, in which five young girls were tragically killed. So I think that would have sent chills down the spines of many this morning as that news emerged. Of course, that's a very, very busy commuter route, as Darren suggested there, and there are going to be families impacted from the point of access at Drogheda all the way down that R132, you know, people getting on that bus to go to do a day's work and to come into that sort of scenario. It's just dreadful, and coming, of course, on the back of the week of funerals and tragedy and in North Meath and Louth that we've had as well. It really is a very stark time.
Obviously, with, as you say, a busy commuter county and a very busy route with people travelling back and forth, the issue of road safety in the county, Gavin, is it something that's to the forefront of people's minds, seeing that, you know, there is a lot of through traffic even at the weekends and during the busy working week?
Well, Meath is a hugely it has a huge number of commuters travelling all of the main arteries into Dublin each day, hugely reliant on bus transport, with a lack of rail infrastructure in the county. And it's going to be something that's keenly felt. I mean, people get up, they go to college, they go to school, they go to work, to appointments, hugely dependent on the bus network. And so tens of thousands of people, it will resonate with people who have gotten up this morning to go on the bus and who have heard this news coming through this morning that a commuter service, the 101, has been involved in such a dreadful, dreadful tragedy.
Okay, Gavin Beckton, editor of the Meath Chronicle, thanks very much for joining us on this.